Commercial medical cannabis business taxes were the subject of a special meeting held in Rio Dell on June 14th. The city has been holding a series of public hearings on a proposed commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance and associated taxes over the past few months. The meeting of June 7th was abruptly ended when local resident Ruth Nally refused to leave the public podium over her objections to the city considering approval of commercial medical cannabis-related businesses. Council business was halted, and the remaining members of the public did not get a chance to address the issue at that meeting. As a result, Rio Dell scheduled two special meetings the following week, with one on June 13th to review the fiscal year 16-17 city budget, among other city business. The meeting on June 14th included a review of the proposed tax measure and an opportunity to answer questions by the council. If the city wants to receive taxes from the proposed commercial medical cannabis-related businesses, then it has to place the matter in front of the voters. There is a deadline of July 5th for approval of any measure intended for the November ballot. City Manager Kyle Knopp explained that the City Council could approve the ballot measure by the July 5th deadline while continuing to debate whether or not to approve the commercial medical cannabis ordinance itself. If the council decided against allowing any of these types of businesses into town, then the tax measure is meaningless. The proposed tax measure currently being considered follows the basic structure of a tax measure from Vallejo, California, which includes a city tax ranging up to 10% of gross receipts. The council approved using a different tax structure for nurseries, which would be based on square footage, similar to one being developed by the county. There are few reliable estimates for the amount of possible tax revenue that the city could anticipate if the ordinance was approved in Rio Dell. However, City Council member Gary Johnson provides some idea of the amount of income seen on average at dispensaries.
In one of the things that staff submitted to us, there was a number of dispensaries statewide and the amount of taxes that it accrued in and the amount of volume of medical marijuana that was sold. And it turns out that the average dispensary was gross receipts in the range of $320,000 a year.
And I believe when we visited the City of Arcata dispensary, I want to say their revenue was close to 1.6,
right? 1.6 or 1.8 million.
Yeah.
So, and they run it with one person on the inside.
Yes.
Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell stated that there were currently four solid applications for commercial medical cannabis-related businesses ready to be submitted if the city approves the ordinance. There had been six applications pending, but two have withdrawn and moved their proposed businesses elsewhere. The next regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be held on Tuesday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The city will discuss medical cannabis dispensaries, which are currently banned in Rio Dell. The council will debate the overall commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance and could possibly vote on the matter. The full text of the proposed ordinance and the tax measure are available at theriodelltimes.com, as well as video of the council meetings. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.